on the little generator for the ham radio stuff, KO4HX.
He used his solar panel and charged his phone and played with radios and stuff, and he wrote us a pretty good review, so that's in the books now. So what I'm waiting for is for them to kind of implement a couple of the things that I've asked them to do for the battery-powered generator, which is to include a 13.8-volt output. So I still haven't won that fight yet, but I'm still working on it. I'm angling it now is to have like an accessory bay in the generator that you can put a module in that could be like a bunch of USB-C chargers or solar input or a 13.8-volt output or whatever, you know, whatever kind of custom thing a customer wants, instead of just having it, you know, all you've got is a 120 volts and a few USBs. You can put this module on it and have, you know, something a little bit more tailored to what you want. But they seem kind of open to that, but we have to research what the cost is going to be.
Hopefully it comes around, because you don't see much of anything like that for the ham radio market, if anything at all.
I think they're going to have the cigarette lighter adapter on it, you know, the 12-volt accessory plug. Because a lot of them have that, you know, because they're kind of looking on Amazon at the Jackeries and the Blue TTIs and the Anchors and all that other stuff. And, you know, I just, you know, they're looking at what the market is paying for and trying to hit the same price point. And it's kind of tough to do because our stuff is, you know, we put more thought into it. But, you know, right now that's kind of where they're going is because that's what, you know, most of everything else has. You know, nobody's got a 13.8-volt, you know, 30-amp Anderson output on their little power station, so it's kind of hard to make the argument.
They got to see a need for it first.
Nothing as neat as
that. And you only need that if you're running, you know, an amplifier, right?
Well, HX wants 22 amps, and you want some overhead, so, you know, that's the highest current radio that I can think of. Not the HX, but the TS-40 SAT. I think it wants 22 amps. So most 100-watt radios want 20. And even then, you know, you just want some overhead. And plus, you know, you might have some other 12-volt accessories you're doing. So I thought 30 was a good round number.
Well, that's that 200-watt radio, isn't it?
200-watt radio, and that wants 45 amps or something like that. And the 100-watt version wants 22. I continued that radio.
Well, at the Hamfest quite a bit. Is that a pretty good radio?
You know, and I see them for sale for more than they cost new. And, you know, it's just not appropriate.
I agree with you, but unfortunately, I think that's the way things are going to be from now on. With prices of everything gone up so much and such limited supply on that style of radio, like the small, the IC7000, 706, the 857D, you know, that size radio, you don't see them anymore, and the 480 is kind of in between the 991A and those radios.
The thing about the 480 is that it's a detached head, mobile mount ready, and it's clean to install in a car. It's kind of like the IC7000, 7100. You know, the 991 is a benchtop radio. You know, and the 857D, like it or not, is also a benchtop radio because it doesn't have a detachable head. So, you know, I guess it's just a, you know, whether you want that feature or not. But yeah, that class radio. You've got the ST-857, 897, whatever their, I forget their new ultra-mobile HF radio that was kind of a replacement for the ST-100D, except it didn't have VNU in it. I forget what the number is on that one, but that's a decent buy for an HF radio. But yeah, the 480HX is kind of in a class by itself.
And that's the 891 you're thinking about.
I have an 891 today, except for the fact that it didn't put a USB audio port in it for doing digital stuff, so you still have to have an external box for that.
You can't get a radio that's got everything in one box. It's either it's like they forget to add something.
They just probably had a cost target they were trying to hit, and they didn't want to spend the $5 that it would take to put a USB jack and a USB sound chip in it.
Back to what we were talking about with the generator or power supply, it's got to be a need for it, and they got to see it. And so I don't, digital's coming around a lot more lately, so maybe somebody will.
Everything is cost-driven these days. I mean, absolutely cost-driven. You know, that's the only thing that matters. You know, they have a total cost target, and they won't go one penny over it.
Okay. Kane, you still out there?
I'm out here just listening to the conversation. Carry on.
It's been awful quiet this morning.
Yeah, sunrise. I'm coming into the construction zone now.
Be careful out there. I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to both of you, and hopefully catch you this afternoon on your way home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
Have an awesome day. KN4TSW.
Have a great day. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon. W2JKT.
You, Eric. So I'm going to sign with you and say you have a good day and be safe going into work. KN4TFW, 73.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, 73. This is W2JKT. I'm clear.